95.7 The Hog, the Morning Hog. It's happy hour. That means it's Morning Hog brew review time. A special brew review, because Josh from SR Parada is right there. But wait.
Right.
Well, wait, Josh. There's more. Oh. Why don't you bring everybody else to the stage, my friend?
I have Eva and Mandy
with me today. Yes! Our friends Eva and Mandy are back. It's like you guys arrive once a year. It's sort of like Santa. We just drop off joy
early
and beers, right?
Yes.
Ambers,
well,
yeah.
Yeah. Well, Josh, you probably
are. Right.
It's fine. It is Boggy Creek time.
It is.
Again.
Yep.
We are right. I mean, literally, like right now, you got to get ready.
Yeah, it's Sunday.
This is like pre-gaming for the Boggy Creek ride.
Yep.
Okay. And if you haven't registered yet, well, you're out of luck. But you can still show up and enjoy the fun, right?
I believe you can register day of, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Really? Can you?
Yes, we'll be there at 7 a.m. on Sunday in the Destination Daytona Pavilion, ready to sign you up.
I love that a lot. See, look at that. There's always a second chance.
Yes.
Or a third. In that
case. So you have no excuses.
So this year, obviously, we don't have to sweat maybe like torrential typhoon weather, right? You don't have to worry about that.
It's going
to
be beautiful.
You just come out and enjoy and help the kids out, right? Once again.
Yes.
So we do every year. You guys do it every year. So tell us some of the fun we're having this year.
So we're riding the camp this year, so we're super excited about that.
All right.
Yes. And we're starting at Destination Daytona, like you said. Kickstands up at 10, and then we're riding out to camp, and there'll be lunch with Outback and beers with Miller Lite.
Mm. Hey, I have one of those.
And fun auction items. Yes, lots of Alive and a Silent Auction, and it's our 29th ride. The 29th annual Bruce Ross and I Ride for Children.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah. Nice. So next year's going to be really
good. I was going to say, you're going to have like a special anniversary.
Yes.
What is the 29th anniversary? Steve, will you look that up real fast?
I think it's balsamic wood.
Balsamic, yeah.
Balsamic wood.
Yeah.
Balsamic wood.
I didn't know that existed.
Balsamic, whalebone.
It's fascinating. Yeah. But for the number 29, you want to be there for 29 so that you can go like, okay, now I can get 30, right? Some people probably have never done this before.
Might and be some the first have done time. It every year. Right, so that's that. Really
yes,
cool.
Yes, we have a lot of new people registering, which is really encouraging.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're finding out that the funds, all the proceeds are going to Camp Boggy Creek, which does what exactly for the kids in need?
Well, you have to come and see it for yourself, but it's a magical place. Once you've been there and you actually get to see where your money is going and what you're raising money for, you'll never want to miss it. It's a camp for seriously ill children, and different weeks are dedicated to different illnesses. For instance, cancer kids come together for a week. It's totally free for the family. The next week might be heart disease. And the children all have, you know, what do they call them? Zippers.
Yeah.
You know, the scars on their chest. And they realize they're not the only ones that have that, and that there are other kids like them. They get to be kids for a week. Yeah. Like I said, it's free. It's medically supervised. Camp is awesome. So you need to come see it for yourself. And next year we'll be having a gala the night before for the 30th anniversary. Mm-hmm. We did the 25th at the Plaza Hotel. It was great. Everyone gets dressed up. And we need everyone's help raising money for this wonderful place.
And the camp, obviously, it's like you said, it's weird that you have to say that, but letting kids just be kids, because they don't get to some of those kids, right? They're just always in facilities and hospitals and medical treatment facilities all the time. So they
yes, and when you hear kids that have grown up coming to camp their whole lives, I think you need to be between 7 and 16, and their doctor needs to recommend them, and it serves the whole state of Florida. So I think that's important for people to know. It's not just Volusia County. It's anywhere in Florida. Kids get bust in, and they can't wait to go back. They say it's the highlight of their year is going to Camp Boggy Creek, horseback riding, swimming. I mean, you can get a tour. Oh yeah, SeaWorld built this amazing pool, so it obviously has a ramp for kids in wheelchairs. It has a warming room for the sickle cell kids. You know, their body temperature can't change, so they get out of the pool, and it has a big Shamu like tiled in the bottom, and they get out into the warming room, so their body temperature never changes. I mean, they thought of everything, and we've been doing this since our first two rides. Camp wasn't even built yet. So that's really awesome to have watched it grow.
Yeah.
And Grace, my niece, that's one of the Grand Marshals, Grace Van Patten, The ride is older than her. Right? Yeah, and she's going to be an ambassador for the camp, which is pretty exciting. Right. Her and her boyfriend, Jackson White, just starred in the Hulu series Tell Me Lies.
Right.
And they're, as soon as the writer's strike is done, they'll start their filming of their second season. Did you watch it? Right.
No.
Yeah. It was hard for me to watch Grace with no clothes on. But,
Yeah.
But she was awesome.
A lot of aunts get to do that.
I know. You know, I know.
It's not a regular thing. So good for you for enduring. But now let's talk about the Grand Marshals, though, because you got to have somebody up front. You got to have some faces of this particular 29th event. So who else are we?
Yes. So I'm going to, our good old people that have been with us forever. Rusty Wallace is amazing. He's going to be there with his wife, Patty. Doug Danger is going to be there. Frank Scott, which you guys all know, he's been doing the ride for 28 years, I think. And then we have my niece, Grace Van Patten, Jackson White, Katie Seagal, which everybody knows who she is. Right. And her husband's name is Kurt Sutter. And they will all be here as Grand Marshals. They'll be, some of them will be riding motorcycles, some of them will be in a car, but we'll all be there and they'll be available, and it's going to be a great day.
I love this. And your chance again, you have your last minute chance Sunday morning, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Got to get up, set an alarm. Yes. You got to get up early.
Yes. Unless you need to get there early.
Yeah, like us. I want to talk about how SR Parat got involved in this coming up, all right? We'll take a break. We'll have some more Miller Lite, right? And more Boggy Creek coming up on the Morning Hog Brew Review on 95.7 The Hog.